Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, everyone. I am excited to be here because I have a special guest today, Kathy Batista. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Megan. I'm so excited to be here.
I was so excited when Kathy agreed to be on the podcast because she has so much wisdom and knowledge and so many gold nuggets that she shares with her people through so many different ways that we'll talk about. But it's going to be a treat today. So I'm so excited. Kathy, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. So again, I'm Kathy Batista. I'm a midlife coach for women. My little tagline that I've developed is I love to take women from blah to aha. How about that?
Ooh, I love it.
Who doesn't want that, right? And so I do this through a unique program that I developed called the Three Pillar Approach, and it includes mood, mindset, and mindfulness. And we help women just achieve the life that they're looking for, the desires that they have and they want. Ultimately, I help women answer those questions in midlife, like, is this it? What's next? So we find answers like that are so specific to each individual, answers to those questions.
I love it. From blah to aha. That's such a good tagline. I love it.
I see a t-shirt in my future, right?
Oh my gosh. I want one. So when I first met you, we were at a training together, and I remember asking you more about what you do and who you help. And I had this idea in my head of like, what is midlife? And in my mind, it was something different than how you defined it. So I would love for you to just give us your definition of midlife, because I think we all might have our own definition, and really your definition, I think, makes the most sense. So share with us, what does midlife mean?
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go with their own definition as well, because this is your life, right? So the definition that I work with is midlife is this time of people's lives, and it is the ages from 35 to 70, which is a huge portion of our life, right? Because when we think about being a young adult, I mean, really, if you're like 39, you're just not a young adult. You're a wonderful human being, but you are in midlife, right? So it's this chunk of time where the merging of wisdom and time meet. You know, when we're younger, we feel like we have so much time, but we're really kind of silly and stupid. Like in those adolescent high school years, like we just have so much time. We can mess up all day long and it's fine. And then in our 20s and early 30s, we're really cultivating a ton of wisdom, whether it's through working, through college, through starting a family and beginning a relationship with somebody special, whatever it is, we're gaining so much wisdom. But during this time, we often feel like we don't have a lot of time. We're juggling a lot of things. And then as you get more into midlife, it's just this marriage of you've navigated and you have this ability to create time in your day, in your life, or in some instances, it's created for you in different ways, whether it's the ending of a relationship, of the ending of a career, or kids go off. So now you have time, but you also have this wisdom. And so it's like the perfect time to do everything you want to do and become everything you want to become.
Oh, I love that. And I think before when I said I didn't like, I had a certain way of thinking about it. For me, it was a very loose, like, it's sometime out there. Not helpful. Midlife is something, you know, kind of like external to me, but I'm in my 30s and it was almost like reassuring to be like, oh, like I have a label. Like I'm not a young adult anymore. I didn't really have a, I don't know what this stage of life is even called, but there is so much in common with that age range, 30s to 70. It's like, yes, we do have some wisdom that we've learned. Yes, we have something to contribute. And there's a lot of people who are kind of questioning, like, what do I do now that I'm at this point in my life where I don't know, like you said, maybe something has changed, or maybe just you just have more freedom or more resources or more, I don't know, more awareness that there are some options where maybe the rest of your life prior to this, you felt kind of restricted or like you had to do things a certain way. So is that, I mean, can you talk to the blah to aha? When people come to you in the blah, can we talk about what does that look like for your people? And is it usually in a specific area, kind of like their whole life feels kind of blah, or how does it look when you start working with people?
It's definitely this the common kind of undercurrent is this blah with themselves. Like just this blah. Life is blah. And I work with women. And so the majority of us have spent a good 20 years taking care of other people. And so we've really lost track and lost our way of how to cultivate that relationship with ourselves. And we've lost the sense of importance of it. And so it kind of makes sense that we're feeling this lack, feeling this, ugh, another day. Like often it's described as like that moving sidewalk in an airport, like you're just on it. And the next day you wake up and you just get on it again. And it's again, here we go again. It's just day after day. So it's that blah. But the reason why people come to me is they know there's got to be another side to that. There's got to be more. And there is. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, and so when I think of that visualization, like it's just such a good visual because you get on the moving sidewalk and you like aren't intentional really. You're just going where it's taking you. It's maybe a little boring. You're just passing the time. Like, I think that sums up so well how I picture the people who would come to you and be like, Kathy, let me put some intention back in my life. Like, I love that the people, you have to have hope, right? You have to have hope that there is something else out there if you're gonna reach out and say, I want the aha, I want to move out of this. And so I'm sure that this is different for everyone, but how do you work with people to kind of take them through that from the blah to the aha? Is it your three pillar approach? Do you kind of focus on like what's blah about the life, dig in there, or do you focus on the aha first? I'm so curious about your approach and how you work with your people.
Normally, or more often than not, I should say, people come with that feeling of, I want change, right? And so then that is kind of the follow-up question. Well, what kind of change do you want, right? Some people are looking for more, some people are looking for less, right? So we just get clear on what they want to become, how they want to live. Who do they want to be, right? What identity is that? And we know that your identity is just the product of the habits that you do every day. It's how you identify, right? So you're a podcaster. You identify as that because you have a podcast, right? So what do you want to do to be able to create this identity? And so we start with that, and we start with how we can incorporate values that we have. So we cultivate a way to find the person's specific values that they're looking for. So we kind of start with that as a compass, as our North Star. But then we really want to start with the three pillars, and we begin with mood, which really means like nervous system regulation, somatic work. And we talk about, polyvagal theory and lymphatic stimulation, because we start with the body, because our body receives information that then our brain processes, and then our brain tells us how to behave. So if everything coming to us we interpret as danger, a threat, insecurity, we've been here before, we shut down, it living in that sympathetic state of being, it's very rare that mindfulness and mindset will take hold and we can make change. Because I could tell you mindset tricks like till next week, but if your body is in a state of thinking everything is dangerous and a threat, nothing's going to work. You may cognitively understand what your goal is, how you want to behave, but we're just living in this state of fight or flight. So we work really hard with regulating our nervous system, and that can be done, starting 30 seconds a day. Like, it's not like you now need to like block off 5 hours a day to work on your nervous system, although you certainly can, but it can be done in little increments and like 1% this. So now, once our body is on board and regulated, that's when we dive into the mindfulness. And mindfulness, by definition, is being present in the present moment with non-judgment, non-attachment. Right? Great. And I believe that 100%. I teach mindfulness. That's exactly what our goal is. But the amazing byproduct of being in that moment is you make an intentional connection with your intuition, with your inner self. And that's where the answer to what's next? What do I want? What's missing? That's where the answer is. And we can't hear it unless our body is calm. And then we're in a state of receptivity in mindfulness. So now we have our body and soul, so to speak, online. That's when we bring in the mind. That's when we bring in mindfulness. I mean, that's when we bring in the mindset, because now we can actually make some substantial progress, some substantial changes, because our energy field is in that state of accepting and receptivity, and we are at a place to move forward.
Oh, I love that. I don't think that I've ever heard you talk about all three of the pillars and how they fit together so well. I love this. Like, I don't think I've ever asked the question. I just assumed that I knew exactly what you did, but I love how you start with the body. It makes so much sense because I talk to people, and even I can even get into this place sometimes of, oh, I just need some more mindset tricks. Like, I need some more mindset tips. And you scroll Instagram or Google or whatever, and you find something, and it's like, oh, great, this is going to solve all my problems. I'm just going to go do this thing. Maybe it's like reading affirmations. I'm just going to go read affirmations, and everything's going to be fine. And then it's not. Like, it doesn't work, because like you were just describing so beautifully, you got to get everything on board in order to have that momentum and that movement in the direction that you want it to go. So I love how you talked about that. That was great.
Yeah, I love it too. And I have to tell you, it came about because I did it the opposite way. And so that's why I love teaching it, is because it can save so much time. I mean, I was mindsetting my way for years, but and then the bad talk comes, right? Why isn't this working? Why can't I do this? But had I known that the keys lie in this kind of order, where calming your body, getting regulated, getting to know your body, getting to know your rhythm and your cycles and your flow, and then making that connection with your inner self, like, then we can use the mindset, which is amazing. I love mindset, but you need those first two parts.
Yeah, and it's so tempting, right? I mean, there's a lot of talk about mindset out there right now. Maybe it's just because of the sphere that we're in, but I see it everywhere. I feel like everyone's talking about mindset, but there are those layers and there is a process, and I love that you are using your own experience of doing it backwards and just teaching from that place of here's what I did and it didn't work as well. This is a much better way. So I think that's
Yeah.
amazing.
Thank
I
you.
wanted to talk for a minute about your YouTube channel.
All
So
right. I'm
Kathy
ready.
just started a YouTube channel, and I want to know, I mean, I love the business. I love behind the scenes stuff. So I'm curious if you'll give us a behind the scenes peek of like, so you've been coaching for a while
Yes.
and doing very well at that and helping people in amazing ways. And so I'm curious, what made you want to start a YouTube channel? Because some people are going to listen to this and they're going to be like, wow, that's a lot of work, or wow, that's putting yourself out there. You have to be on video. It's not just a pod, like I'm doing a podcast. People can't really see me. So YouTube in my mind is like you are fully out there and you are sharing with the world. And I'm so curious how it came about, and also tell us about the channel, but give us a little behind the scenes sneak
Oh
peek.
yeah. Totally. Well, behind the scenes, if I go back, it probably goes back all the way till when I was a little kid. I love talking and I love sharing and so starting coaching and getting in, like you said, this realm that we're in of coaching and helping people and listening to podcasts and taking courses, right? I had this little dream of doing a podcast, but it always scared me. I always ran up against resistance. A while back, I started an Instagram little show and I did it for about a year and it was so fun and I wanted more, but the show was interviewing people. So it wasn't just me. It wasn't even about me. I was interviewing other people. So that felt a little safer. But I had to dive into the resistance around it. Like, what kind of coach would I be if I didn't get coached? And like, so I had to work with my coach on this and be like, what? I have this want and desire and I would love to do it. Like, what is stopping me, right? And so lots of different things were stopping me. But the main thing that was stopping me was that I didn't feel I was professional enough. I wasn't sure of like how it would flow, right? And so part of midlife for me was getting a midlife diagnosis of ADHD. And I was like, how does that translate when you're all over the place? How does that come across in a podcast, right? And so I actually feel like YouTube is less intimidating than a podcast. For some reason in my brain, the podcast just seems so overwhelming. So I went and sat with this resistance and weighed everything out and then started dreaming, like, what would it be like? What could it be like? What would it feel like, right? So embracing what I was afraid of, and I actually made my YouTube channel about this. I wanted to teach people, but I was afraid that ADHD would come across undesirable. It would make things confusing, right? So that's why I named it Teachings and Tangents, because I figured I would just tell you what you're getting, and you could choose to listen or not. So it
I love it.
actually is so fun. There's always tons of teachings. And I have to say, I'm way less chaotic than I thought I would be in my brain. Like, I thought I needed to throw the tangents out there so that it would soften the expectations, right? But I just absolutely love their, I mean, all of them so far have been under 20 minute videos. And just little snippets of teaching and just motivation and inspiration and fun. And that's how I like to live. And so it feels so natural to be in that realm. And it's so fun. It is so fun. I absolutely love it. And I would love if you and your listeners popped over to YouTube, gave me a little subscribe. Well, first watch it, right? Don't subscribe to anything that you don't agree upon. But it definitely is. It's so fun. It's great. And all of my little teachings and tangents fall into either mood, mindfulness, or mindset.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I have a lot I want to dig into about that because this is like what I love is like the resistance behind doing something new in business. Like this is, oh, I just love it so much. So everything you said, I wrote, I took notes. So
Awesome.
I love it because I think it's so helpful. I mean, on so many podcast interviews, you'll hear, oh yeah, I started this new thing and it's great. But what people don't hear is like, you're a human being. Like you have resistance, just like every single person listening. Every
Yeah.
single person listening has something they want to do. And the brain is like, oh, but that's not safe. Like there's
Yeah.
no, that's scary. And that's the resistance. Like, so I wrote down, you had the desire first. It starts with like, this, that sounds fun. Something like that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Then the resistance comes up because it always does. Our brain is like, well, that's out of the comfort zone and that's new. So maybe you should just keep in your little bubble and then everything would be a little bit easier and more comfortable. And then you like sat with the resistance and you allowed yourself to dream, which is the step that most people don't do because they
Yeah.
feel the resistance. And then they're like, well, I can't do that because I have all this resistance. And it's this interesting thing. In the whole mindset kind of woo world of alignment, I think a lot of people are like, well, if this was aligned for me, I wouldn't have any resistance, which is not true because we
It's
have
actually the opposite.
brains.
It's the
I
opposite. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's our
know.
ego that's like, what? And our
Yeah.
alignment is like, go for it, right? Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But I love that you said that you allowed yourself to dream. Because that's like one of the things I love helping people with too is like, okay, yes, you have resistance, but like, what could it be? Because it's so easy, and you know this too, but it's so easy for our brains to only focus on what could go wrong or like, why isn't this a good idea? And until you pause to allow yourself to dream, you're like, it's kind of like an, I don't, people can't see me right now, but like the scales are tipped in the other direction. You're not giving yourself
Yeah.
like a fair chance to really even feel both sides
Totally.
of the coin, right?
Yeah.
So I love how you laid that out for us. I'm so proud of you for doing this. Like if
Thank
I'm sure
you.
you can hear it in Kathy's voice. She's so fun and she has so much wisdom. And so I listen to some of your YouTube videos. I love them because it's like you being you and you sharing things you're passionate about. I did subscribe, by the way. And I'm very excited to keep
You.
listening and keep watching and seeing how what you put out there and just it's so fun because everybody needs a little Kathy in their life.
Oh my goodness, I love that. If I could, I'd love to give a little tip about the dreaming part or give a little insight,
Yes.
because if you find that that's a part that people run up against or people skip, really,
Yes.
right? How I started dreaming about it was, what are the things that I think are fun, right? What about this excites me, right? So if I was to go, okay, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, that means I have to like get on YouTube and I have to figure out the back scene and I have to figure out SEOs and da, da, da. That is meeting my resistant, going, hi, my name is Kathy. Let's be friends forever and feel resistance till the day we die, right? But if I say, how can I dream about this in a way that excites me? So I was like, oh, what picture will I choose if I wanted to? Or what will my colors be, right? Or what can you think of like three things that you would even want to talk about? Like, so meeting and dreaming about the things that excite you about the idea, whatever that is, right? What if it's starting a new hobby or getting a new job or anything, right? Think about the things within it that excite you, because it's a continuum. YouTube doing a YouTube channel is a continuum. All of the things are a part of it, the SEOs and picking out the color. But where I choose to focus is how I will then grow it. If I'm going to focus on all that back end confusing stuff, I'll get overwhelmed and I'll pull back. But the more invested I get, then that dream becomes more real and not tangible, right? Because it's all there. It's just your focus. What are you going to focus on?
That's so true. I love that. And so there are people who probably would actually love the data analytics of a YouTube channel. And for
Exactly.
them, leaning in and dreaming about, wow, I could have all my spreadsheets and I can track the data. Like that could be so fun for someone
Right?
who is into that. And for someone like, I think we often think, oh, they're the type of person who does that type of thing because, and we have these stories in our heads like, oh, Kathy must be all into spreadsheets and she must be into analytics and she must be doing all the research. But just hearing you, the things that was exciting to you about YouTube and making a channel was not those things. And so I think it's helpful to hear, oh, you know, just like kind of blowing out the box. Like, we don't
Yeah.
need to put anybody in a box. There are, like, if you you just said like you didn't think you were professional enough to start a YouTube channel, and something that I'm really like into right now, sharing about creating my own stuff around is like really taking these things that we see as flaws and like shifting them. Like, how can we see this as being a gift? And like, instead of, oh, you know, the professional people have the YouTube channels. And then the people like me who are not professional, well, we just don't. Even though we really want to, we just don't. Like having that black and white filter is so unhelpful. And it's just not true, right? Like if you give me any quote, like flaw, I'm sure I can produce a successful business owner who has that flaw, like just to bust the belief there. And so I think it's so helpful. Just that you shared all of that. And yes, go listen to Teachings and Tangents and Kathy and sharing her nuggets of wisdom. I love that the videos are short. I mean, personally, I don't love like the really long videos. Even my podcasts usually are shorter unless it's an interview. And it's like, I just think it fits into my life better. And I love that. So I'm excited to.
Well, yes. My ADHD tip for that is I literally listen to everything on two times or three times the speed so that my brain is like, act like if it's not, I get so bored. And people are like, "Are you even paying attention?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm like paying attention more that it's going this fast. My brain is loving it." So yeah,
Yeah,
listen.
it probably just goes straight into your subconscious, really. You're probably like in trance a little bit. It's being absorbed even more on 2x or 3x. That's so funny. Okay, so you have your YouTube channel, and now there's something else new coming up for you. So why don't you share about your membership?
So that actually it was a big resistance, and I think even a year and a half ago you and I talked about how I wanted to do a membership. And prior to that, I talked with other people about how I wanted to do a membership. I mean, I've been coaching for almost 4 years, and I think since the day I started, I dreamt of having a membership and came up with so many reasons why not to, right? And so I think I know that it's this idea of momentum, right? So yeah, I did that. I started the YouTube, and of course I can do other things, right? Of course I can do a membership, and it doesn't have to be like everybody else's. It can be what I want, right? And that's so I sat down and went through that with my coach, and we hammered out this the learning circle, and I'm just so excited to bring this to people, bring it to all the women who are looking for inspiration and fun and community and have a desire to nurture mind, body, and soul, to find connections with their intuition and to learn how to listen to that and to learn how to navigate this phase of life. So excited about it.
That sounds so great. So you said you kind of were creating it probably seeing how other people do memberships, and maybe it sounds like you've carved your own path. So can you tell us, how did you make it your own? Like, were there things that you were like, I don't want to do that, but I want to do it like this. So tell us a little bit about how it's structured.
Yeah, I think, Megan, the biggest thing that I think, well, I can tell you how it's structured, but what got me over the hump was I now have a greater connection to my intuition. I'm more in line with how I want to behave and how I want to act and how I want to present. And why that benefits me now is it shuts out that outside noise that says, you have to charge this. You have to charge this much. Or you at least have to meet 3 times a month. You at least have to do this, right? You have to have, open office hour. Like everything that people are like, this is what you have to have because everybody has an opinion and everybody, you know what I mean? But the opinion that matters the most is my inner compass, because if I'm going to create something like I created this membership and stand in front of people and say, pay me money and join my membership, I better 100% be in line with what I'm selling, how much I'm selling it for, and what I'm going to give, right? And that I had to get clear on. And the only way to do that is to create a mindfulness routine that allows you to connect with your inner self. Because yes, you can go to coaches, and I have coaches. I actually have more than one. I love working with coaches. And I talk with people about it, and I like their input, but ultimately, it's my decision. And I'm creating this environment for the people that I want to serve, and this will resonate with them. So I think that that's what helped me get clear and move forward with this is that confidence in myself that I'm creating something that's aligned for me.
And it's like what I hear you saying is kind of a parallel to like shifting from almost like people pleasing. Like, how do I live so that everyone else is happy around me? That would be kind of like, I'm going to create this membership because somebody else asked me for it, and I think someone else might buy it. Like, that's kind of a different, totally different energy than like, no, I'm going to live my life for me. And what do I want in this moment? Kind of like shifting that focus from like everybody else around you. And like you said, kind of tuning out that noise into, no, this is what I want. Like, what kind of a membership do I want to lead and be a part of? And I think that's so powerful. So you said it's going to, the first month is in April. Is that what you told me?
Yes, April this year will start. It's in pre-launch now, which is fun and exciting. And pre-launch, all the bonus times. And like, that is my thing. I love a good bonus. So I'm all about creating that fun. And we will have our first mastermind on April 10th. And so I'm just so thrilled about it. It's so exciting. We'll have a huge content library, like almost every single piece of PDF worksheet freebie that I've ever created in this time that I've been coaching will be in this content library. And it's a lot because I don't so much like spreadsheets, but I do love creating a good handout. And audios, like, oh my gosh, there's so many audios and videos that are in the content library, and some courses that I've done are in there. And so we'll meet for the mastermind, and then we'll do coaching throughout the month on Facebook. There'll be live mindfulness meditations on Facebook every week. And then there's other little bits and pieces that are coming together, guest speakers, bonus content, some fun stuff like that.
Oh, perfect. So, I'll put the link in the show notes for the page to join the wait list, depending on when this airs, or join the program, whatever the timing is that for someone is listening to this. That'll all be in the show notes, as well as all the information about where to find Kathy, follow you on Instagram, Facebook, your website. Is there anything else that you want to share right now?
Yeah, well, we talked a lot about the three pillars, the mood, mindfulness, and mindset. And I do have a free quiz on my website that actually will help you to determine which pillar you're kind of leaning towards right now. What is needing to be addressed? And then you'll get tons of freebies. Like I said, I love making a good freebie. So you get tons of freebies after you get your results. And so that's another fun thing to do because I really believe that the tools and the techniques and the tricks and everything that I use with my clients, I want that to be accessible to people who are like, I just might not want a coach right now, right? So that's why I just love offering guidance in that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Okay, well, I'll put the link to that quiz because that sounds really fun. I love quizzes.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody loves quizzes, right?
Right?
So
Yeah.
it's so
Tell me a
fun.
little bit about myself.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's what we want, right? Tell me what I need to know. Okay, great. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom and just all the fun things that you're creating. I love hearing behind the scenes. Thank you for being willing to share and just open up and say, yes, I had resistance because we all have resistance. And I think it's so
Yeah.
helpful for everyone to hear. And just remember that we're all human and
Yeah.
it's possible to really do the things that you have the desires in your heart to do. So
Oh,
thank you so
yeah.
much for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome, Megan. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.